Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
Double thumbs this time to make up for last week when you didn't thumbs up at all.
Because I didn't have any thumbs free.
And I'm Krista. Delayed introduction there.
Oh, boy.
How's it going, Brandon?
Good.
They can't see you thumbs up.
It's good. It's Saturday, so...
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's Saturday now.
Yes.
It's Monday, maybe, when you're listening to this.
If you listen when it comes out, yes.
But today is Saturday.
But today is Saturday.
I like Saturdays.
Is Saturday your favorite day of the week?
Oh, yes.
What's your least favorite day of the week?
Sunday.
You get the Sunday blues.
I do.
Yeah.
Sunday at, 2 p.m. is... Mm-hmm. Monday's not great either. I don't know.
Hmm.
It's a... Sunday is a more mental block for me than Monday does.
I think my least favorite right now with the new semester is Thursday is my really hard day at school.
Yeah, so you have different schedules, whereas my work is just random.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all bad right now, so it doesn't matter.
My Thursday, it's not bad or hard, it's just my day when I, it's my busiest day by far, so.
It's because of the children.
The children. Do you want a segue to my nerd thing?
Sure, why not?
I just rewatched WandaVision, I finished an hour ago, kind of thing.
Oh, I was going to talk about that in a bit, but yeah, you're doing that, we'll come back to it. You watched WandaVision, and
yeah.
Because you're excited for
yeah.
Agatha.
Yes, we can come back to it. That's one of my nerd things. I have another nerd thing.
Okay.
I'm waiting for my proof for my new book.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
I'm more excited for this book than your other ones. It's more my genre.
You've read some of the stuff from it already, and you were like, "Yeah, I like it."
I think I've only read the one story.
Oh, but you really like it.
Yeah, you haven't shared it with me yet.
No, I will. You didn't have time. Usually, you read it before I get the proof, but you know, you're gonna read it with the proof instead, or at least look through it.
I'll read it.
Yeah, I know you will. Yeah, I know you will. It's just usually you do it before it gets published. That's all.
And you took one look at my face with all the frown lines and head scratching and...
We're like, he'll get to it later.
I'll just leave him alone over here.
But yeah, I'm very excited about that. That was...
that's good.
I got my confirmation this week that it'll be in the mail. I should be getting it early. Well, I might, by the time you're listening to this, I might have it in my hands.
Cool.
Yeah, that's exciting. What about you? Nerd thing?
Nothing really specific. I'm still playing the World of Warcraft expansion. I'm behind in that because mm-hmm. we were away, like I said.
Yep.
And football season started up.
NFL, you mean Taylor Swift season?
NFL season, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we watched a little bit of that. And yeah, Taylor Swift is... Season 2 of the Taylor Swift Football League,
apparently.
Guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whatever.
But people are
kinda
weird.
Funny.
Yeah.
I like watching sports. So.
Mm-hmm. We're getting, got a few weeks to go before hockey starts, but we get excited for it, so.
Yeah, hockey will start in October, and the baseball playoffs will also be going strong. I don't really like baseball regular season because it's too long, but baseball playoffs are good.
Yay, sports.
Yay, sports.
Like sports.
I do.
Like sports. I'm also playing Dreamlight Valley lots. I almost have finished the Star Path that I got a late start on because we were gone. I have two things left, and it's stuff that you have to do so many days in a row or whatever. So, yep.
Cool.
I've leveled up Tiana all the way, now working on Jafar.
Did she go on a bayou adventure by any chance?
Your final thing with her is she has a makeshift Mardi Gras parade.
Ah.
Makeshift.
Great.
Yep. I thought so. She doesn't throw beads, if that's what you're wondering.
Mm. I wasn't, but... Okay.
She does throw other stuff.
Beignets.
You make gumbo. Beignets.
Jambalaya in the face! Ah!
That would be very painful.
Yeah.
You want to talk about what we're looking forward to? Oh, no, what are you drinking, first of all? Sorry.
Yeah, you're just all over
all
the place.
All over the place.
I
was told my nerd thing had to wait, so.
Well, yeah, I have a theme for this episode.
I understand.
So there you go.
I understand. Okay.
I'm just having some peachy gin because mm-hmm. it's still summer here, kind of.
Yeah, we're finishing up the summery type drinks.
Well, I could drink this all the time.
That's true. You were delicious. Having watermelon before, and watermelon is more summery.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, peach we can last longer. I was drinking a Radler earlier, and that was very summery.
And pickle vodka lemonade.
Yeah, but you didn't make me one right now, so you have to make me one later.
Oh. Did you eat the pickles?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Of course. I love pickle. Yes, this is pickle vodka with actual lemonade, as opposed to before you were using lemon White Claw
with
pickle juice. Yeah, so it switched the
I put a little bit of pickle juice in this one. You're running low though.
Okay.
And
well,
I don't want to drain the entire pickle jar. It'll make the pickles not so good.
True. Well, you can just keep making this for me and I'll have to get another jar of pickles.
I guess so.
Do you want to go to the news?
Sure.
Disney A News Update. Don't have a whole lot of news this week.
Nah, it's been pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm. Well, we caught up on so much after we were gone, right? So
that was less quiet.
That was much less quiet. And now it's pretty quiet. You were mentioning that it's September now, so may as well talk Christmas.
Well, yeah, they had made their first post about the Christmas season before Halloween started, which was also way too early, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. It is coming in November, which is only a couple of months away,
yeah.
I guess. So,
and they want people to be excited, so they book their tickets to go and everything.
Yeah, it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of details left just the dates, and there was like a preview of what costumes mm-hmm. the characters are gonna wear, which is, I don't know, it's much less exciting than Halloween, so I don't care.
I think it's still pretty exciting. Also, it had another ad or something about Mickey and Friends full outfits, and I'm like, they're in their Halloween outfits, so I'm very confused. And then I was like, maybe it's what they wear like in the hotels or in other places.
Possibly. They do some false stuff at like
Grand Californian,
and it also might be Disney World.
Maybe that's it.
I did see something about that too, but yeah. I didn't really look at it.
I was like, that's not their Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
and yes, we were talking Christmas stuff and their outfits, and it's not like we have a foodie guide yet or anything like that. Just, you know, Christmas is coming after Halloween. And I celebrated by watching The Nightmare Before Christmas last night.
Already, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was singing This Is Halloween because you're of you. You sent me
a meme.
Yeah. And then I had it in my head, so then I just had to watch it. So it's your fault.
Yeah. Well, you did meet Jack and Sally.
Exactly.
So
I said it's Halloween now. Disneyland told me it's Halloween time, so I'm not one to argue with Disney.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What other news do we have?
The only other thing that I've heard about Disney lately was there were some headlines made about a lawsuit of some people that were unceremoniously removed from Club 33 because of some bad behavior, and they've been spending lots of money trying to sue their way back in, and that seems like not a thing you should do. Disney has pretty good lawyers.
Yeah. Apparently, they had their membership suspended once before. She was at that time was using inappropriate language in the parks, and they said this is not representative of a Club 33 member, so they had their like wrist slap, basically, metaphorically. I don't think they literally did that, and suspended their license, and then
Mickey brought out the ruler and he was like
and they got him back, and then some drunken conduct was going on. I think it was him this time.
Yeah.
And the lawyer said, no, he wasn't drunk. He was
like
unsteady
a migraine
because
or something.
Yeah,
blah,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. They don't, I don't know. It's just,
they
it's
lost.
A, it's kind
they
of a funny headline. This happened like, it was years, it was like before COVID.
Yeah,
I think.
It was 2017, I think.
and they've been in the courts all this time, so just think about how much money that costs. But, like, if you're in Club 33, you probably have more money than sense. Yes. Anyway.
They said that they were, they're, part of why they're so upset is they waited more than 10 years to get into the club in the first place.
Yeah, there's a long waiting list.
Yeah, and, yeah, no, they lost, and they said they're gonna keep fighting.
Super. Anyway, funny Disney headlines.
I thought it was funny, and you're like...
It's like, boy, I thought we spent a lot of money at Disneyland. No.
Nope.
No.
They're like, we take you, regular Disney adults.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. If you were going to spend that much money with Disney, like, do, like, the world tour that where they...
Yeah.
Hop on the private jet and go to all the parks. Yes. And
go hang out at Skywalker Ranch for a while there.
Yeah, stuff like that. Cool, I don't, stuff. I don't know.
Not sue them.
Yeah. Wow. Definitely.
Like, it wasn't even like they weren't being they weren't removed from the park. They just lost their Club 33 membership.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah, they're still allowed
they
to go to the
park. They weren't banned or anything.
Which is surprising.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, they keep going, and if they get more disorderly, that'll be
yeah,
the next step.
True. True.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Any other news?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Let's go to... We kind of have two main topics.
Disney Plus and chill.
Well, no. So, I think the theme that I want to go with... Mm-hmm. We've been promising it for a long time, and we're going to talk about The Acolyte.
Yes.
But since you just watched WandaVision...
Yep.
Like you said in your nerd thing that I wasn't trying to dissuade you from saying, I just trying
I felt dissuaded.
Tie it all together.
Sugui.
Basically, like Disney Plus streaming in general,
okay.
Mostly the Marvel and Star Wars type thing,
mm-hmm.
Because like Mandalorian was the very first one.
Yes.
And then WandaVision came shortly after that as the very first Marvel one.
Yes.
And now we have The Acolyte as the last Star Wars one.
Yep.
Possibly. Well, I mean, Skeleton Crew's still coming.
Yeah, yeah.
They filmed that. But the news right now is basically they're not gonna do very much Star Wars shows anymore. Or movies. The Mandalorian movie is coming.
Right.
But that's about it for now.
People screwed up.
Wow, the quality was hit and miss, and
well, we can
and
talk about
they all that sort of thing. But so that's where that is, and then Agatha is due to come out in
like a week
and a half,
yeah.
And
the 18th.
So that and we're pretty excited about that.
Very.
But I don't know about the general audience.
Yeah.
Either, and they've also announced that they are a little bit more confident in that because the Vision show is going ahead as of now.
I just wanted to pause because we haven't really talked about the Vision show before. Largely rumored, I think for a while people, just rumor, were calling it the like White Vision, but basically in WandaVision.
Yeah, so in WandaVision, like you're saying, mm-hmm. Like the Vision in that show was... created by Wanda.
Yeah, he's basically a memory, he says.
Kind of, but was like actually Vision, like it was this weird thing. Mm-hmm. And but then the Sword organization had built a new Vision out of his like actual corpse.
Yes.
And he was colored white.
Yeah.
And then they have the big battle at the end and the fake Vision, like the memory Vision gives him the memories of the actual Vision and
because
he flies
of the whole
off.
Ship of Theseus debate.
Yes, the that was their battle, was a philosophy debate, which was kind of funny. And
they did punch each other for a while first.
A little bit. But he flies off into the sunset and has not been seen since. And then there was rumors of a show with this new Vision going to be in it. And now they're seemingly going to be going ahead with this as a capper to a trilogy.
Yes, that is what
they
now
Wanda,
said.
WandaVision, Agatha all along, mm-hmm. and this Vision show, which they were calling Vision Quest in codename, mm-hmm. but no title yet. And probably not that.
No, probably not. But that's interesting, and that'll be the first trilogy. out of all the Marvel shows.
Well, yeah, we've barely gotten season twos out of any of these
Loki
shows.
Loki is the only one. And What If.
Yeah, What If did have a season two. Loki's the only live-action one that's had a season two. Most of them kind of tied into a movie or something, like,
yeah.
I guess.
And when I say the only trilogy, I am excluding What If from that. I'm talking the live action as well. Because What If has a season three coming.
Coming, and but that's the end of it.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
is kind of
But sad, that's what they say about the Vision show is going to be the end of the WandaVision trilogy. So, yeah, that is interesting. That is interesting that they have put that much faith into this show and these characters.
Yeah, and streaming in general is kind of going through some growing pains. Like Netflix pioneered it, and then everyone was trying to jump on board. Netflix had been leasing content, and then they started making their own original stuff, and that's when the other companies were like, oh, hey, this actually makes enough money that I should be getting that money, which I get. It's a business.
That's a business.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so then you have all these competing streaming platforms, some better than others.
Yeah.
Some are now defunct already.
Yep.
And you have interesting competitors like Amazon Prime, which is basically just a spin-off excuse to get free shipping on your Amazon account, but they're spending billions of dollars on a Lord of the Rings show that is hit and miss, I guess. Like,
apparently we haven't seen season two yet.
I have not. We didn't finish
season one.
We
yet.
Didn't finish season one, but that I didn't dislike it as much as
we just were watching a lot of things at one
there
time
was a lot
and
of,
that
and
was
like time yeah. time is what it is, but. So streaming itself is kind of going through a thing, and Disney had a lot of eggs in their streaming basket, and they're kind of pulling back from that in general.
Yeah.
So that brings us to The Acolyte.
Yes.
So what do you want to talk about The Acolyte?
Well, originally when we were like, oh, we're going to talk about The Acolyte, it hadn't finished yet. And we were just like, oh, it's the Star Wars show. We're just going to, like, run through it and kind of summarize it and talk about what's up. Then it
ended.
Well,
let's do that briefly first.
Okay.
And then when it ended, we can get into the coda, the postscript,
well,
and tie it back into your whole streaming conversation.
It's more information has come out over time that this was originally
it was
not going to be the way it is, I guess.
It was pitched as an Asajj Ventress solo series, and if you don't know who that is, she was an evil apprentice in the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a cool Sith adjacent
character.
She had two lightsabers.
She was cool.
And she was pretty cool, and she had an interesting character arc in that show, and I could see why you'd want to make a live-action version of her.
Especially with the success that Clone Wars has had and different characters and so on and so forth over time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get that. And so that was the original pitch.
And so basically what we understand is they kind of loosely tweaked that to tie in with this whole new High Republic era that they had been making comics and novels based on.
Yes, because they wanted to explore that era more, and they're like, well, we have this concept. If we change it a little bit, we can, like, two birds, one stone kind of situation.
And the High Republic era is roughly 100 years before, like, the original trilogy.
Yes, okay. We have the premise here is we have some things that are very Star Wars, mythos kind of things that maybe you haven't seen before, but still is like Force adjacent or something like that. You still have Jedi and all of those other things.
So the point of the High Republic is the Jedi are like at the absolute height of their powers. Everything looks new and shiny, as opposed to like when you were introduced to Star Wars. It was kind of gritty and less. It was sci-fi, but it had a lived-in feel to it.
Well, it was sci-fi but it was also inspired by like westerns and like, well, samurai movies and things like that. And so that was, you could see that influence. I very much always got old western space every time I watched. Yeah. So.
But everything, like, everything was
That's dirt. What it looked like, though. Yeah, I mean,
it was like dirt, kind of dirty and stuff. And, and we spent some time on Coruscant in this, in this series.
Oh, that was
and
cool, actually.
It's a little shinier than you would have seen it in... In the
prequels.
The prequel trilogy, as well as, like, the cartoons. Like, the whole thing about Coruscant is it's, like, urban sprawl across an entire planet. But it's not quite there yet in this series.
And it's actually kind of cool that, the buildings are still... Like, a lot of the buildings are still there, but they're shorter. Or,
yeah, it's not quite built up to the same extent, which is... I thought that was kind of neat to see, but... I guess that gives you a kind of an idea of what they were trying to go for for this. Basically, kind of show the first cracks of the Jedi Order as they spiral towards Palpatine.
Yeah, it's like, how did we get over to that point? Yeah, exactly. And there was also this like nostalgia and this thing that people always like, whether it was the prequels or the cartoons or whatever, that they would look back on this history the Jedi have had, and I guess that was kind of the
what we were looking at here. With possibly rose-colored glasses, which could be a commentary on Star Wars itself. Anyway,
I was just gonna say that. I was like, wow, that's almost a thing.
I don't know. Yeah, like as you could see from the series, not everything was perfect, even though it looked.
Yes.
Maybe that way. Yeah. So, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so our basic premise here is you have twin girls. You don't know at first there's twins, like in the opening scene, but you find out very quickly. Osha and May. And Osha and May were separated, and each thinks the other has died when they were little, like, I think 8 or something like that.
And they both have issues because of this.
Yes.
And they take these issues in different ways. May becomes an evil killer person.
Assassin.
And that's literally the first scene in the thing. She kills a Jedi.
And not just any Jedi. This was really cool. We had Carrie Ann Moss.
We did for like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. And then some flashbacks.
Yeah, and some flashbacks. But yeah.
But she was really cool.
I think that my favorite thing about this series, like, we're going to be pretty positive, I think. But my favorite thing was, like, the fight choreography.
Yes.
Was very, very good. It has some of the best lightsaber, and not always lightsaber duels, but, like, the fight scenes were very good, and they were heavily inspired by, like, kung fu stuff.
Yes, for the most part, except our bad guy was like straight up brawling sometimes with like lightsabers and using his helmet, and like, we can talk about him in a minute, but I know that like upset some people, and I was like, or that the fight scenes, because they were different, I'm like, that's kind of the point though. Like, it was 100 years before fight scenes would have been. You can even see when they're training in the temple, there's a scene where it just shows the Padawan's training, and it's all very like fluid and very clean and very like these guys haven't been in battle in a long time, and it's all very artistic and like
they're basically like doing Tai Chi in the park.
Exactly.
Is their training.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I think it's beautiful choreography.
There hasn't been a major threat. They're basically like mall cops at this point.
Right.
Like really powerful mall cops, but yeah, they haven't had to
none of them have ever been tested, basically.
Deal with anything like on their level, and so that kind of gives this series a reason that a bunch of Jedi die, because they haven't had to worry about something that could kill them.
Like, yeah, it isn't even like they may or may not have been bested if they were aware, but they just haven't even been challenged in so long. They wouldn't even be looking for that anymore.
And I think that's a great theme. Like, you got your rose colored glasses. You got your It's kind of like an ego arrogance thing of the Jedi. Not quite that outward, but it is a thing.
They haven't been, I keep saying they haven't been challenged, they haven't even been questioned in so long.
And then you have, like, the layers of bureaucracy, which leads perfectly into the prequel, all the political stuff that's in that whistle. Love it or leave it, it's it is part of it.
But it also leads into that choreography that you're talking about, the rose-colored glasses and the not being challenged and everything, where the Jedi fight is very kung fu or very tai chi in the park, and then meanwhile you have this underground he says he doesn't call himself a Sith, he says you would call me a Sith when we meet him,
right? And there's a lot of mystery surrounding this character. We probably will never find out about it, but that's coming later. So
when he fights, though, it's very underground and brawly, is my point. So we have this contrast.
And so May is training with this guy and is
she's the assassin
out for revenge and killing things, and like the whole series is kind of like a murder mystery that way. And then her sister Osha, who we meet right after, and we don't know that they're. Like, we don't know the whole backstory.
She gets arrested for May killing the Jedi.
She gets arrested, and then we quickly find out she actually has a history with the Jedi, and she was a former Padawan that was kind of kicked out of the Order.
Revisited. She says she left of her own choosing, but you could tell she was
She's a failed Padawan, and she's off, like, doing dangerous space maintenance jobs, and so that's the story is of the two, and then you kind of find out like more and more details of the Jedi that are involved that are either dying or whatever, and what actually happened, and that's basically the whole series. And like you said, you get some new lore, some different religions based around the Force, which is kind of cool because we have the Jedi and we have the Sith always. And then in Clone Wars we got to see the Night Sisters,
right?
Which,
and then we saw them again more in Ahsoka.
And they have their own kind of religion.
Yes,
based.
We even saw the what did we see in Obi-Wan? Tusken Raiders. Jawas. He when he gets taken, Boba Fett. What did I say? Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
Boba Fett. Yeah.
Yeah, the Tusken Raiders have a kind of religion, and that might be Force adjacent.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like the Night Sisters definitely use the Force and have like telekinesis and do their own kind of magic or whatever. And then we meet some different kind of witches in this, and they have their own. They call it the Thread. And they can do their own power moves and mind. Mind powers. and then we find out that May and Osha have been created out of thin air.
Yeah.
By their mothers.
Which is crazy.
Which is kind of crazy, which is...
Man, that's a cool mystery. I wish we could find out in season two.
Yeah. Which kind of ties into the Skywalker legacy and all of that, which, I don't know, kind of interesting. But... Again, it's not really going anywhere, unfortunately. Yeah.
So, the two sisters, May is originally training to, you know, kill these Jedi, and it says that, and Osha has the connection with the Jedi, and when they find out that each one is alive, it kind of changes everything, and Osha believes that May killed her family, killed the witches, basically, and when because she started a fire when they were kids. And it was then that the Jedi who ended up, well, basically raising her, but was her Jedi.
Definitely a father figure.
Yeah. That is what he said. But of course, since things are not as they seem, you find out more information as it goes. And then we don't need to, like, rehash everything. Yeah. But as we see things from different perspectives and stuff like that, we also get a witch mind-controlled... like fight scene between different.
Well, I think we buried the lead because you get to see your very first live action Wookiee Jedi.
That's true.
Which is very cool.
It was super cool.
Doesn't nearly get enough
screen
time, but he does eventually get mind controlled by the witches,
which is terrifying,
and goes full Jedi Wookiee rage.
Yeah, we wanted to rip some arms off.
Yeah.
With the Force.
With the Force. So, that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could have seen more of him.
Yeah. And basically, the witches, who are the mothers of Osha and Mei, are in conflict with the Jedi, who are trying to control the Force for their own purposes, and yeah. like these other religions are outlawed.
Yeah.
And they're gonna take, they want to take the kids because they're Force sensitive, yeah. which is what the Jedi do.
Yeah.
Kind of problematic.
Yeah.
And so that's the main conflict, and that's why the witches die, and that's why the twins are separated.
Yeah.
And that's why they both have anger issues.
Yeah.
Which leads to the dark side.
Yes.
Oh, we've heard about that somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Leads to hate. Mm-hmm. Hate leads to somewhere. Yeah. So it all comes to a conflict. Mei has been training, and once she finds out Osha is alive, basically that is the source of her anger, which is leading to the dark side. And she's like willing to give that up to be with her sister. And then the sister. Osha's like, no, you like killed our family. So they fight a little bit. Mei still is trying to be on the dark side. Osha goes off with, what is his name?
Soul.
No. Osha was with Soul to begin with. The
Qingyang or something? Qingyan?
Something like that. Okay.
I don't know.
Starts apologize for mispronouncing that. And
Darth Smiley.
Darth Smiley. He has a cool helmet.
Yeah.
And he takes it off, but like, that's also part of the thing is he uses the helmet kind of as a way to like channel. Basically.
Well, it's interesting. Like, we've seen, like with the sequel trilogy and Kylo Ren, him trying to channel Darth Vader with the helmet. This is, of course, like well before Darth Vader is a thing. Yet we still have some helmet imagery.
Yeah.
Outside of the in-universe explanation, of course, it is still tied into Darth Vader a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's a sensory deprivation thing, so he can like kind of tie into the Force a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also made out of cortosis,
okay,
which is a type of metal in the Star Wars universe, probably, I think, the first time we've actually seen it in canon
of
the expanded universe, which is not canon anymore. But the whole thing with that is it, unlike Beskar, which also can block lightsaber energy, it actually shorts out a lightsaber temporarily.
Oh, that's
kind
cool.
of pretty cool.
Yeah, it made for some cool fight scenes. So he, when he's wearing his helmet, he actually uses it as a weapon while it's on his head.
Headbutts lightsabers.
Yes, he did. It was very cool to see.
I think he had bracers that had it as well.
So when Osha spends some time with him as she's injured and Mei kind of tries to switch places with her, he's able to tell this right away.
She's got a tattoo. It's not that hard.
It's not. And he takes Osha, and then there's a little bit of like a weird tension kind of thing going on.
He's naked.
Yeah.
he goes a little skinny dipping.
Yeah. But he's trying to like bring her to the dark side, and she's like, no. But he also kind of makes a good case. It's very interesting because the Jedi, which are always seen as being good, are not necessarily seen as good. Like, everyone's a gray character, basically.
I think they actually do pretty well with keeping things pretty gray.
Yeah, I think so too.
And that's cool. And, like, you don't root against anyone in the show because it's all a matter of perspective. And they all have, like, decent motivations for all the stuff.
Even Saul, who, if on the surface, did things that he felt very, very guilty for. When it goes into it, everything makes sense. Like, working with the information he had at the time, and like I said, all their motivations are good.
Yeah. But in the end, we find out that Sol, the Jedi that trained Osha, ended up killing her mother in what he thought was self-defense, but there was like...
Yeah.
Whatever. And he admits this to Mei, but Osha overhears him and gives in to her rage that she's been holding on this whole time, and we get to see the first live action bleeding of a kyber crystal.
So cool.
Very cool. And she definitely force chokes him to death, mm-hmm. and has a red lightsaber. Mm-hmm.
That was the whole thing, was to become the acolyte of a Sith. You had to kill a Jedi without a weapon. Like, without using a weapon, and because she force chokes him. And at the end, his last words are him forgiving her for doing this.
Yeah.
Because he's just been racked with guilt this whole time. Yeah. Yeah, and again, crazy cool fight scenes. Great choreography for that, especially in that last episode. You had also some really good editing, because there were two fight scenes kind of going on at the same time prior to this big event.
Yeah, I think the fight scenes throughout were excellent. Been very positive about it.
Yeah.
I will say the pacing of it was a little rough. They left a lot of questions to the last episode. Mm-hmm. I think they stuck the landing.
I think so too.
They had some kind of cheesy, quick cameos of, well, you saw the back of Yoda's head as an after credit scene.
Leading into season two.
And you saw Darth Plagueis.
Yeah.
Just
in the shadows.
Not necessary for the story.
The Plagueis one was because everyone was freaking out trying to say, well, it doesn't make sense with the timeline, because Plagueis would have been in charge. This is basically saying, yes, we know he's supposed to be there. He is here. He's aware of what's going on. It's basically just acknowledging that he's there and he's, like, watching, and maybe those questions will be answered later. I think the Yoda thing didn't need to happen.
No. So, with the pacing the way it was, going over the brief overview of what actually happened, I think it didn't put the weekly TV format to good use.
Mm-hmm.
The mysteries weren't satisfactory for me.
I think it was okay, not great, but there was two episodes in particular that, like,
disjointed.
It was super disjointed,
and they could have combined them. My thought is it could have been a movie, and it would have been a really good movie.
You
could have made a good movie out of this, and they put too many eggs in the basket of having a second season, which we will now talk about. That shortly after it came out, it's for sure confirmed that it's fully canceled. That's not happening.
Yeah.
The reception for the show, it was like one of the most streamed, like the two episode premiere was like one of the most streamed series that's ever been on Disney Plus, and then it like kind of cratered from there.
Yeah. There were also a lot of really, really angry responses. And I'm not saying that that is why it was canceled.
No.
But I think that might have something to do with people not watching.
Yes and no. There was vitriol online as all of this stuff. That, like, there was a woman of color in the lead.
Oh, my God.
As well as a Korean actor in the other lead.
Oh, can we just say who this actor was?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the guy who was actor made famous by, he was the star of Squid Games.
Yeah.
And he actually learned English just to play his part.
Yeah, he didn't know English before this. So that, I don't know. I think he did a good job. But so there was like the whole woke argument, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you can have a Wookiee, but apparently a Korean actor's too much.
And so it was getting like review bombed before it even came out. That I don't think that affected, like I said, the first two episodes were like one of the highest streamed things on Disney Plus. So no, I just think they made too many mistakes along the way with the pacing and stuff, and they lost people.
I think Star Wars fans, and I'm saying this as a Star Wars fan, but general public Star Wars fans are the worst fans.
The Star Wars fan base, the vocal minority, hopefully.
I don't even know if it's a minority, honestly.
It is pretty terrible.
I don't think it's the majority, but minority, I think, is not correct either. It's probably like half, honestly.
There is a pretty toxic fan base, but that's also just society in general.
I mean, that part's true. There's
a lot of toxicity going on.
That part is very true, but like this one really caught me, and I think it might have been because it was High Republic stuff or what have you. But all you heard during the sequel trilogy was people being upset that they're doing the same thing again. Mm-hmm. And then they do something completely new and they're like, this doesn't even feel like Star Wars. Like, like, make up your mind.
And I disagree with that. I thought it felt...
I thought so, too. But that was one of the most common... besides the black female and the witches and stuff like that, that was literally the angriest response I heard was, it doesn't even feel like Star Wars. This isn't Star Wars. You don't have to like it. I do think the pacing was wonky. I think some of the editing choices weren't great. I could have benefited from one more episode to, like, even it out. I don't know if they would have, but they could have.
They needed to combine one episode, and then they could have still had eight episodes, but just...
Like, yeah,
better,
paced differently.
Better pacing. So, yeah. I'm not saying there's not, like, legitimate critiques about it, but I was interested to see where they were going to go.
Yeah.
I was hopeful that they were going to be able to, and now they're definitely not, so that's sad.
Yeah, it is. It is. I understand they've said that show was very expensive to make.
And... It was. They didn't use much, if any, volume, which is what The Mandalorian made famous. And the Disney Plus streaming Star Wars shows have put a lot of use, notably Andor didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that
looked amazing.
Looked amazing. I thought this one looked pretty darn good, too.
But it made it expensive, which is one thing if you have high viewership.
Yeah.
But if you don't. So, like, logically, I can understand that. But if the viewership is dropping, I don't know. I'm concerned that the viewership dropped because of loud, angry fans.
And the other thing, tying it back into the original conversation, streaming is kind of...
problematic right now.
In a down phase anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know if it ever was going to win any battle,
I suppose
really.
That's true. Okay. So, let's swing back to the streaming conversation here for a minute. What other shows, like, there have been other successful shows. I'm thinking, like, Umbrella Academy on Netflix. I understand that's not Disney, but we haven't seen the final season of that. Apparently not great.
We've heard that the final season of Umbrella Academy.
We will watch it still.
Not great. We don't actually have Netflix right now, but I would also say that Netflix is its own thing.
Mm. More so than other streaming.
It's on a different tier than every other streaming.
Do you think
platform.
That's because it's the original one?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the first mover, and so it has the biggest market share by far. And they've canceled a lot of shows after one season too.
Yeah.
Just because, and that actually has become kind of a meme where you don't you don't want to watch a Netflix show because you might get into it and then it'll get canceled
on
a cliffhanger.
True. That is true. Yeah. I think just Star Wars fans are loud. That's part of the thing. And to be fair, because we're Disney fans and Star Wars fans, we get a lot more of that.
Yeah. Well, you're looking for it too, right?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Okay, so Disney Plus in general, like you said, they've said they're pulling back from a lot of the original Disney Plus shows. I know Disney Plus was famously Chapex, like, baby, basically. But yes, we do have the one new Star Wars show still coming, and that is it in terms of Star Wars on Disney Plus, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Any cartoons or anything?
Not that I can think of, other than...
Like little specials, maybe.
Other than your Lego Star Wars
Which
special.
Which I'm so excited
which
for.
Which looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that's this week, actually.
That, and then, no. Like, and the streaming slate isn't huge for the rest of Disney Plus, either.
And then my next question is Marvel. Because, like you said, I just watched WandaVision, and when you're talking about streaming... Part of the thing about streaming when it first came out was you'd put a show on there and you could, like, binge it all, and it was no commercials.
That
and
was
stuff
that
like
was
that.
That was Netflix, 100% Netflix. They always dumped the whole thing on there.
Yeah.
That was back when they were charging like $6.99 right. a month or whatever. They didn't really care.
No.
You could password share.
Uh-huh.
They were just going for market saturation. Yep.
And they got it.
And the other reason that they did that, of course, is what I said is mm-hmm. originally they only like leased content from other things. So of course you'd put the whole thing on.
Right.
Because it was already done and you do that. When they started doing original content, they still just put the whole thing on.
Yeah.
Which was...
Or variations. Like, sometimes they'll do half a season and put on the next half, the other half later. They did that with Stranger Things. They did that with Bridgerton.
Yeah. And that came later, mm-hmm. and that was more for allowing them to have more post-production time than anything.
Right.
and to spread out the viewership timeline, mm-hmm. because... they still are a business, and they're charging a lot more now, so they need to,
mm-hmm.
they want you to be subscribed for
right,
longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but then Disney Plus, Mandalorian, like you said, and that was very popular, but WandaVision as the first Marvel show really, really, really made use of the weekly format.
And that's the thing that I wish they would focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a long movie that you parcel out over half an hour, 45 minutes at a time.
It's true.
Make a weekly show that makes sense to be a weekly show, if that's how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
WandaVision is, I think, the only one on Disney Plus that has really been that way. Like, The Mandalorian was fine.
Well, yeah, because so much of it was episodic.
You still want an arc.
Yeah, of course.
It's not network TV where you can just have, like, standalone episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You need an arc, but realize that it's going to be packaged into these episodes and use that however you want, but mm-hmm. make that part of it.
Yes. WandaVision did it perfectly. Wow. I don't know how anything else would come up after that.
No, like...
That was its whole thing.
It was an easy tie-in to what the whole idea of that show was.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
it's not
going to be as perfect on the nose as that,
of course,
for everything. But like,
but if it tried, it wouldn't work. Because,
still use the medium.
Yeah, use it to your advantage. Mm-hmm. Use it for your pacing and mm-hmm. your pauses and
that's
your
more what
reveals.
I'm, that's
and
more
your
what
twists.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like You have a week in between for online discourse. Use that.
Yeah, totally. Well, even with, you know, the television episode style aside, the week in between, remember when you're watching WandaVision, how that online discourse worked? Even when, you know, removing the decade jumps in between, when you got to, like, the last few episodes where it was literally continuous, but they... you know, pause for the big reveal and pause for this big moment. The online discourse was crazy.
Well,
and this was during COVID when we had nothing to do but watch and talk online.
Like, that was a perfect storm, but it built hype and you can do that.
You wanted to use that to your advantage.
You know that it's going to be a weekly thing, so use that to your advantage.
Not as opposed to an afterthought.
Easier said than done, of course.
Of course. Like, and it's not a Marvel versus Star Wars thing, because really the only thing we've been disappointed in was a Marvel show.
Secret Invasion was
really it was the
bad.
Only one that I would say is all out bad, and Andor was great. Like, it's, I don't know, it's not like Disney Plus shows or Marvel shows or Star Wars shows.
And most of the other streaming platforms have gone to weekly
mm-hmm.
releases for their big series, mm-hmm. And not most of them don't do it. Like, even HBO, which should be well versed in this, they've been doing. Like, they ushered in the era of premiere TV.
Yeah. High budget,
like the prestige TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of HBO. They've been struggling, too.
They have. Like, I don't know what's going on with streaming services.
It's
and
just the people
so
in charge. It's just the people in charge. But
yeah,
whatever.
But in everyone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. If people in charge and everyone is holding them under a microphone, magnifying glass, and said there's very angry discourse. Everything's divisive, and so everything
there's
is
too
heightened.
Many services as well, yeah. Which is another problem. Yeah. But
anyway, I really liked Acolyte, and it wasn't my like. Andor was better. Mm-hmm. Ahsoka is my second favorite. I'd say Acolyte. I don't know what it is about the A ones, but Acolyte would have been up there. I mean, Mandalorian first.
Mandalorian, because it was the first Disney mm-hmm. Plus streaming, is going to be always probably like right up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually really liked the Obi-Wan series.
Yeah, I liked Obi-Wan. There was a good fight scene in that one too.
But yeah, I don't know.
I liked this one. I wanted to see where it went. I'm hopeful that they'll do something way down the road or something. It won't be an Acolyte season 2, but maybe we'll see some of these characters again. Especially him. Like the name I can't pronounce, right?
Darth Smiley.
Yeah, Darth Smiley. I like it. I don't know. I'm not optimistic about anything, though.
Okay, yes. I'm not either. What do you think is the future of Disney Plus? Like,
oh, man. I am surprised that they have as many Marvel shows coming out as they do.
Well, do they, though?
Yeah, well, when we didn't hear about, we didn't hear about the Vision Vision show for a long time, I just assumed it wasn't happening, and now they say, yes, it is.
Okay, that's one.
Yes, okay. Iron Heart or whatever, which they had already shot.
We hadn't heard
about that in a long time. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's not happening. Oh, just kidding. It's coming right away. Yeah. So they have some stuff coming still. I'm surprised they have anything coming. Mm. I don't know that the Vision show has been shot.
No. So we'll see if it even does end up happening, but they are talking about it.
Yeah. I think if Agatha does well, that it will. What do I think about the future? I think that they're still going to have Disney Plus, and they're still going to have new shows, but they're going to be much, much, much fewer and far between.
Yeah.
And honestly, they probably should be.
Yeah, you do run into quantity over quality.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot the Daredevil show's coming out.
That is true. That is coming out.
So we have...
And likely 2 seasons of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be 1 long season, and I think they're
splitting it in half. Yeah, we have Andor season 2 coming out.
Yes, that is coming.
Well, I know it's Star Wars, and I was talking Marvel, but we just Disney Plus shows.
But that was the best received one out of all of this. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll see. I think it might just be a holding spot for the movies.
Maybe eventually, but like you said, if streaming is changing in general, that's not that weird, but they have at least 2 years worth of streaming shows lined up, so who knows what 2 years ago looks a lot different than now, and 2 years from now will probably look a lot different than now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's crazy. I'm not opposed to them having fewer shows.
Right.
I just hope they do well with them.
I like having something to look forward to, but... I was looking forward to Secret Invasion, and we saw how that turned out, right?
Yeah, but so, that's one thing.
No, I'm just saying, mm-hmm. I'd rather have nothing than something that's bad.
I get that. I don't know. I enjoy watching all the Disney Plus shows more than I enjoy watching a lot of shows on other streaming services. So, yeah, I'd rather have fewer things in between and better than... But I also get it's a company and they oversaturating the market, blah, blah, blah. But they also want to strike while the iron's hot. It's an entertainment company.
Yeah, it's all about money in the end.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, what do you think? Just movies?
That's what I said.
Yeah, but like how far into the future are you talking about here?
Within 5 years.
I could see that.
Who
knows what streaming's going to look like in 5 years, yeah. though, for anything.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Exactly.
For technology and stuff.
5 years ago, COVID hadn't even happened yet.
True.
None of us knew who the Tiger King was.
there's a streaming shot from the past. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So, last week you said that you kind of wanted to talk about Star Wars in general. I think the streaming in general.
Yeah, that's what I pivoted to in my brain. Mm-hmm. Didn't tell you that, though.
No, but I'm good with it.
Good.
We have talked about Star Wars in general, too, and there's only so many times we can complain about Star Wars fans while we're also Star Wars fans.
It's not just Star Wars.
No, I just think they're the loudest.
They're the loudest and, like, one of the largest.
Mm-hmm.
And Star Wars has been around so long that it kind of spans the generations.
Mm-hmm. Ish. And each generation kind of has their own
thing,
and I think that's part of it, too, and, yeah. But, no, just toxic fan bases in general we've talked about.
Oh, yeah.
They still suck. So. But, yeah, streaming.
If you don't like something, you go, gee, I don't like that. And then go about your business.
Yeah.
Don't be an online bully or.
No kidding. Especially if you don't like something because you're like, I don't like this writing. Or, I don't really like this era. Or, this show isn't for me. Cool, you're allowed to think that. If you're like, I don't like this because I don't like having a black female actor as the main character.
And I'm going to spam their social media about how they're a horrible person and give them death threats. Like, that's happened. So
Then don't go about your day, actually. Just like sit in a corner and stare at the wall because that's all you deserve to do. No computer allowed for you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's our show this week. Thank you, Elmule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and that's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts as well as our email. And I did update the website a couple weeks ago, so there's a page on there. It says, I think, something like new listener, and I've broken up our episodes into categories, so like Disneyland Lands or all of the blind date with Disney's or something like that.
Oh,
so,
okay. I'll just be like, don't listen to this episode. It sucks. Oh, no.
No.
No, they're all great.
They are all great. But, like, we did the decades look for a long time there.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's a whole section on the decades, like that kind of thing. So you could just click right on there and be taken to, if you really wanted to hear all our blind dates, for example, or all our deep dives. I don't do that as well as you do.
I'm not doing it.
Dang,
now.
I set it up for you, though.
I'm not your monkey.
If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. Algorithms and whatnot. So you can listen to podcasts, not just angry fan bases. Our cat is attacking you right now, and you're trying not to make noise.
I am trying, and now you've brought attention to it. She's in murder mode right now.
Okay. Next episode, I think we're starting our Halloween stuff, Brandon.
Well, it is Halloween time now.
Yeah. So I have a whole list. I'm not sure what we're doing which week.
Which.
It's pretty good. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to be starting in on Halloween stuff. Yay.
Okay.
Yay. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? We?
Which?
It's pretty good. Yeah.